Spiritual life has different facets, different aspects that emerge at different stages in one's journey. Sometimes this journey seems to conclude in one lifetime, sometimes many bodies come and go in the process. And in the evolution of steps, you may not be able to track them because they may span different lives. In spiritual life, the most important element is your longing for the great. The more intense your desire, the more profound your passion, the greater your connection to the infinite. When your passion becomes so great that you cannot bear to be separated from the one eternal essence, when the light is so bright you cannot see anything, you cannot think anything, you cannot yearn for anything but that one infinite truth, then that true source of being, that core of the universe, comes into view, comes close to you. Like the sun that shines from a distance, it is warming and pleasing. But the closer you go to the sun, it is very bright, very hot. It consumes you. So that radiant light at the core of all existence, that eternal being, is an all-consuming all-encompassing truth. When you come near it, the light is so bright you cannot sustain yourself. The longing within you becomes so great you cannot bear any separation. And at that point where separation becomes unbearable, your longing is like the longing of a drowning man or a drowning woman for air. So intense a longing becomes when you are near. The draw becomes so great. Then the feeling of I and mine, the feeling, the desire to maintain your separateness falls away in that passion. And you merge into that one, into the light, into the inner sun from which you have been born. You return again. There are two types of people in this world. Those that run away from the light. Because they cannot bear its brightness. They want to hide in the shadows. And run as far as they can from that all-consuming truth, from that love which knows no bounds. And so they live in the shadows of life. Cultivating the development of the ego and all of its pursuits. The second type of person wants to bathe in the light, wants to find a way to get closer, to have more. To come in closer association with the infinite, with the source, with love. To feel more connection, more wholeness, more truth. But even that person is bound by attachment to the individual self, to the ego. So you are all bound in this attachment to the ego self, to your unique individuality and your body, your desires of your life. Your attachments, and likewise your fears and your avoidances. These are the bondages of human existence. All share them. But when the passion for the great comes upon you, with such intensity, you walk in the grace of God. And your attachment to your individual desires and your personal identity starts to become secondary, not as important as your passion for your one beloved of your soul. That passion begins to consume all other passions. And the closer you come, just like coming close to the sun, the brightness begins to burn away everything else. But living beings do not start their journey of spirit in that proximity, for the evolution from plant to animal to human, the evolution, the growth of the ego self evolves over many lives until there is a sense of self that is very strong. And then that sense tries to create its individual uniqueness until the realization comes that all the pleasures you can create, all the monuments to your success that you create, all the desires that you fulfill in this world are temporary, passing. You fulfill a desire, and that fulfillment lasts for a moment, a day, a year, 10 years, 20. But surely then it passes. It does not last eternally. So the ego attaching to forms, whether it is for material wealth, for success in the world, for recognition by others, for love and relationship, whatever it is that forms the attachments for you, to your parents, to your spouse, to your lover, to your children, where those attachments form, there is always the pain of loss and separation. It may come today or in the distant future, but all forms and circumstances change, and eventually the form you inhabit will fade from this earth. So in this material world, all things are changing. But the love you experience in your heart, the love which you have for living beings, your lovers, your children, your parents, your friends, your family, the love that you have is a love for the spirit that it dwells in each one. And that spirit is lit by the light of the eternal self. That brilliant sun, the light of the core of the universe, the core of love, the core of truth, shines in all those you love. And so you form strong attachments in love, for you love the beloved. But the body mind wants to see only the form and not the true nature of the one you love. As mind grows in magnitude, as you continue on the journey of your path of love, your path of knowledge, your path of truth, the grace of the infinite showers upon you. The brilliant sun becomes hotter and brighter as you come closer. And the realization comes that all those desires, all those loves, all those attachments are but to the one eternal one. And the heart goes out in complete passion for that one. All other passions flow into that passion. Then, when the passion of the heart is so great it cannot be contained, how can there be a barrier maintained between the lover and the beloved, between you and the source of your existence? the illusion of separateness dissolves. The one love, the one truth, the bliss beyond understanding, the deep knowledge that lies in the core of your heart consumes the mind, consumes the thoughts, consumes the desires. Until all that remains is the internal sun of the infinite self, the pure love that is the very source of all existence. The deep truth of being. You know, many times words are used. Words are difficult. Words are used such as being or witnessing entity, witnessing consciousness, awareness. But what do these words mean? What does it mean to melt into awareness, to melt into witnessing consciousness? Does it mean that you're simply watching? What is the nature of witnessing consciousness? What is the nature of awareness? What is being? What is love? What is truth? All descriptives around one central existence. Being, love, truth, bliss, witnessing, awareness. The proverbial sides of the elephant. But for those who have awakened the proximity in whom the passion of the heart burns so bright that all other passions become dim, the world that has drawn you in attachment and lured you becomes dull by comparison. Colorless by comparison to the brilliance of the eternal nature of the self, the brilliance of the cosmic force. For one who truly comes in contact, it is not so ordinary, not so mundane, the witness is the brilliance of a thousand suns, the love that surpasses understanding. The whole without a second. The mind stunned cannot come near to this. It is beyond the mind. The mind can only suspend as the spirit soars into the eternal abode. Of unconditioned being. So never be discouraged in the path of sadhana, in the journey of spirit. There are highs and lows. Sometimes when spirit, when this love seems so close, when this truth seems so real, sometimes it looks like one part of the elephant, sometimes like another. But when it all drops away, it is a truth beyond understanding. And when you let go completely, fully, that which you have thought to be you, you realize has always been simply a side, an expression of the One. And you have always been and will always be a part of the One Eternal Being. Do you have any questions?
Baba, to let go of the identification with that mind, how can we, what advice do you have to give me?
The most important practice is the continual remembrance that all is the One, that there is nothing outside of the One. The belief in duality, the belief that you exist apart from the One, that everything that is separate. That belief is a deep illusion. Always remembrance, remembrance, remembrance. That is the most important. Break down the conditioned mind with the remembrance of truth, even when it seems artificial, because it may seem artificial at first, a practice you do, but after a time, the realization of it comes.
All right.
Namaskar.